Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me from the clerk's office this morning, I have our municipal clerk, Sarah Peterson, deputy clerk, Jessica Earnshaw, and our assistant municipal clerk, Holly Bain, all here to talk about our upcoming special election happening at the end of the month. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So this is a pretty special election. It's Sarah, you were saying before we went on air, it's actually the first ever special election that has been triggered by a citizen initiative.
Yes. In my research, it is. That's what I was able to find, that it's the first one that's been triggered by the citizen initiative. So it's been an interesting process to go through. And here we are.
All right. And so as many people have heard through our ongoing coverage of this, this is going to be related to the cruise limit ballot proposition.
Yes.
That was brought forward by Small Town Soul. And the special election itself is coming up on May 28th. But tell us about, a special election in general.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what does special election mean? Just that it's going outside of a regular election cycle? Are we treating it any differently than a standard election?
The process itself is the same, but of course you're not going to, it's not on the first Tuesday of October. Our charter says that our regular election needs to be on the first Tuesday in October. So the day that it's being held is different, there's some flexibility in Alaska for that when a special election comes into play. So we're having it on Wednesday. And I chose that day and date because I believe it gives the voters in Sitka the greatest accessibility to the polls. And with the special election, the charter, there's a provision that says, I'm not going to get the wording verbiage exact, but once I certify the sufficiency of the petition booklets, I need to hold a special election. If they've met that signature threshold, I need to hold it within 40 to 90 days of when they submitted the petition booklets. So my window is April 9th through May 29th. And our charter also and our code say that we have to notice an election 60 days in advance. Mm-hmm. So I had a really tight...
That's a tight window.
Tightened that up even a little bit more. But here we are, and May 28th is our date.
All right. So for folks who... So when folks are coming in to vote within this election, what does the ballot look like? What we're voting in regards to... a limit or not on cruise tourism, but what does the specifics of that look like on the ballot itself?
All right, so I have the sample ballot with me. I'm putting my readers on so I can tell you a little bit about what's on it. Before I forget, we do have the sample ballot available on our website. It's cityofsitka.com. And if you go to the election information page at the top of our website, you can click under, I think it's municipal clerk and then election information. And then we have two sections on the election page, one for the special election and then one for the October election. So if you click on the special election link, you'll find a copy of the sample ballot and then also a copy of forms for absentee balloting and so forth. But anyway, I'll go back to the sample ballot.
Okay.
Okay. So the sample ballot. And I'll just kind of try to... It's a long question or long for the voters to read, but I won't go through all of the exact wording. But basically, it says, shall the City and Borough of Sitka adopt proposed ordinance number 2024-33 to regulate all cruise ship visitation beginning with the 2026 cruise season by establishing? And then there's four components of the question.
Okay.
So the first one is regulations on establishing regulations on large cruise ships, defined as ships accommodating 250 plus overnight passengers, to include limiting port calls to a cruise season defined as May 1st through September 30th, restricting port calls to a maximum of 6 days per week, ensuring that we have at least 1 day per week where there's no port calls, and then an annual cap of 300 scheduled passengers ashore per cruise season, a daily cap of 4,500 scheduled passengers ashore. The second piece is establishing requirements for the City and Borough of Sitka to implement and administer a scheduling and permitting system for large and small cruise ships. The third piece is establishing requirements for the city to enforce provisions for violations to be imposed on cruise ship owners or operators. And then the fourth piece is requiring establishing requirements for cruise ship operators to report visitation data to the city. Okay. And it's a yes or no question.
Okay, so it's either you are supporting in the establishment of all of that within the City of Sitka or none of that. It's not, you don't get to pick and choose. It's either
yes for
all of that or
all
no
of it
for,
or no for all.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No multiple choice. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So as you're saying, we're treating this like a regular election.
Yep.
So that means we have lots of options for how we can participate in the election. So what that looks like, obviously voting in person on May 28th.
Right.
But lots of other options as well.
Yep. So on May 28th, on Election Day, the polls are open at Harrigan Hall from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We've we've been able to retain the same rooms that we use for the regular election. So Precinct 1 will be in rooms 5 and 6, which is the assembly chambers in that adjacent room. And then Precinct 2 will be in rooms 2 and 3, minus room 1, but that's fine. We're still going to be fine. We still got flow. So for those folks who are used to entering from the outside of the building in Precinct 2, we're still going to do that. Okay, so the polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then we also have other voting options, including by mail, fax, email, personal rep, and then early voting, which Holly and Jess will cover. But if folks want to vote by mail, there's a form on our website, on our election page, and we need to have that no later than 5 p.m. on May 21st. And by fax and email, we can take applications up until 5 p.m. on May 28th. With the by mail, it's important to note that the voted ballot needs to be, if they're mailing it back, it needs to be postmarked no later than Election Day, May 28th. We need to receive that by May 30th.
Okay.
If another alternative, if folks are voting by mail in Sitka, they can return it to our office prior to the 5 p.m. on May 28th, or they can return it to the polls.
Okay.
Too. So that's an option. So by fax, email, by mail, personal rep. If you wake up on Election Day and you're not feeling well and you want to vote, you can send a representative to your respective precinct, and they can check out a ballot for you, bring it to you.
Okay. To do that, a written note saying, this is my representative. We're not doing voter fraud.
Bring your ID with you and say, I would like to be a personal representative for so-and-so, and then our election workers will. There's some information that you as the rep need to fill out, and then you take it to the voter. They need to fill out some information in this fancy little big envelope, and then they get to vote their ballot, stick it in there, and then folks bring it back.
Okay. And I'm assuming there's also, again, on the website, there'd be more information if he... Just for the details.
Yes, we have tons of information on, on our election page. Yeah.
All right. And something that I always do, I am a big fan of the early voting just because I'm always afraid that something will happen during my day on Election Day and I won't be able to vote in person. So I always take advantage of the early voting. And with a typical election, either be it October or November, we have plenty of time. We don't have cruise ships coming in. We don't have tourism happening to take hold of the rooms within Centennial Hall. But this is a little bit different. So I'm assuming that early voting is going to be looking a little bit different as well. So how can folks still take advantage of the early voting options for this special election?
So early voting is going to start on May 13th till May 27th. And we are open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. We are closed on Memorial Day, which is May 26th. And obviously, we're going to be closed on Sundays as well. And then another little opportunity that the clerks offered this year, again, is going to be doing, we're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon.
Okay.
So that is a plus, just to really get that community to come in and see us. Also, we do encourage you to bring your ID. If you don't bring an ID, don't worry about it. You can still vote question ballot, though.
Okay.
And then Holly's going to talk about the locations of early voting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we got our IDs and we've got the time squared away. Where should we go?
So it'll all be at Harrigan Hall. But the main rooms are going to be changing a little bit. Sarah found some rooms. We had to move around and play musical chairs a little bit to make it all happen. But we're good. So most of the early voting is going to be in room 5. And so that's the room adjacent to the assembly chambers. Mm-hmm. So you just go in the main entrance for that. But we will have a day or two in rooms 2 and 3, which is typically where we do our early voting. So just we have maps, little diagrams to help people know where these places are. And those are online as well. And of course, we'll have signs posted during the early voting too.
Okay. So you said this is starting on May 13th. People can take advantage. It was, what were the times again for Monday through Friday?
8:30 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30 and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
That
with
is
the exception
correct.
Of Memorial Day. But right. Maps will be pointed in the right direction depending on where, which day will be happening for voting with the musical rooms that'll be happening in Harrigan Centennial Hall. But again, lots of opportunities for taking place in, Sarah, you were saying before we went on air, there's over 7,000 registered voters within the city of Sitka.
Yes.
And there's plenty of opportunities for each and every one of those registered voters to make their voices heard within this special election. We've got time to plan. It's not even May. We've got a whole month to figure out how you're going to even start taking advantage of the early voting stuff. So,
and we hope for those folks that choose the by mail option, I'm hoping at the latest we will be mailing out ballots the first week of May.
So awesome.
Thinking it's probably going to be a little bit sooner than that, but that's the general time frame.
Excellent. Yeah. So if folks need more information or want to take a closer look at the sample ballot, all of that's on the election page at thecityofsitka.com.
That's correct.
Excellent. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. Sarah Peterson, Jessica Earnshaw, and Holly Bain, all from the clerk's office. Appreciate you coming in and giving us a little more insight on this special election.
All right. Thanks for having us.